Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our thoughts and prayers and certainly our compassion goes out to all of those victims of this tragic shooting at the high school in South Florida. In the aftermath of the shooting, what can we learn and what can be done to protect children and others in these school systems? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, I know everyone, when they heard this news of this shooter coming on campus and killing 17 young boys and girls, students of this school, and injuring others, everyone was saddened and shocked, and certainly in the aftermath of this tragic shooting, people are looking for answers. Why did he do it? How can we move forward to protect these students in public schools and to prevent these kinds of shootings? And there's all kinds of questions, and there's certainly a lot of different answers. At the core of all of this, of course, is a heart issue. It's an issue is, where do these people that commit these heinous crimes come from, and how do they ultimately get to the place where they're wanting to commit mass murder, not just in the school, but in other places around the country and even around the world? Obviously, there is a heart issue here. Back in the 1950s, there were guns, but there weren't these kinds of shootings. In the 1960s, there were guns, or 70s, there were guns, but we didn't have these mass murders. But something has happened in the heart of individuals where they've become callous and they've become obsessed to the point where they are at a position where they want to commit mass murder, as in this tragic situation in South Florida.
Yeah, well, I think President Trump hit on something very important. I mean, you know, I don't think there's any cut and dry, black and white kind of fix-all answer here, right? But he pointed out, he said Americans need to, quote, work together to create a culture in our country that embraces the dignity of life. And isn't that really at the heart of the problem here, is that we now live in a culture of death, sadly, a culture that embraces violence. And then when you have 60 plus million innocent children being slaughtered at the altar of abortion and cast away like so much garbage, that is a culture that, as a matter of public policy, embraces death and kind of turns a blind eye to the sanctity of human life. So we shouldn't be surprised, sadly, that in that culture we see these kinds of horrific events.
I mean, you look at Planned Parenthood, it kills 887 babies a day, or that's one every 90 seconds. So stand there for a second and just do your stopwatch. And every 90 seconds, a baby is sacrificing his or her life. And we as taxpayers are paying over $500 million for that. So you see that we have just really walked away from the value of life and taking God out of our life, out of our society, out of our schools, out of our culture. And so as a result, we've just become an angry culture.
Unfortunately, the culture is becoming more divided like this. And, you know, when you look at this, this is really a hard issue. Obviously, someone has gotten so obsessed, whether it's because of the medications that he was on, and certainly there's that connection with various kinds of antidepressants and other kinds of psychotropic drugs that people have been taking if you go back in history. But at the same time, there is this callousness for life. You see it both in the context of abortion. You see it in the context of video games. You see it in the context of social media, where people have all kinds of coarse language toward one another. And the coarsening of our inner change and the lowering of the value and the sanctity of human life certainly plays a role in this particular situation. At the end of the day, we need a change of heart. And right. certainly we can come together and work, but where does that come from? That change of heart comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, where that changes everything. The old person has passed away, the new has come. That really is where the change of heart occurs. From a practical policy standpoint, I know a lot of people are talking about, or some people are talking about, guns. Maybe there needs to be stricter gun control. But, you know, at the same time, if you have stricter gun control, if you have different strict gun control, you look at some of the cities in our country that have the strictest gun control, and you have the highest level of homicides in some of those cities that have the most stringent gun control situations there. So there is no correlation there. Certainly, it might prevent some individuals, but on the other hand, there's so many red flags that were missed in this particular person. The police or the agencies, including the Department of Children and Family, were called to this home nearly 40 times. Mm. You had twice the FBI being informed in 2016 and also in
detail that he was specifically targeting schools.
A month before that he was targeting, he was going to shoot up a school. And the FBI didn't do anything.
Huge red flag there.
You know, there's a lot of great law enforcement people out there, no question about it. But on the other hand, the FBI dropped the ball, which is such a tragedy. Mm-hmm. A month before, they had specific information about this person, and they didn't follow up with it. Had they followed up with it and contacted him, and then contacted local law enforcement and find out this person has all of these complaints to the house, has recently, in 2016, I believe, purchased this rifle, has made all these statements on social media, certainly they could have stopped this individual.
Yeah, well, and maybe if the FBI wasn't distracted, tilting at windmills, chasing the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, they would have had more time to focus on this sort of thing. But that's kind of an aside here. But Matt, you know, I saw a tweet come out that goes to this culture of life thing by this woman. Her Twitter handle is Hoodie Rebecca. She was an MTV Europe, I guess, columnist. She wrote, "Woman puts baby up for adoption. He grows up to be a violent young man who will spend the rest of his life in prison for a mass murder. Tell me more about how abortions are wrong." So she's saying that he should have been aborted. So the answer to preventing, in her mind, in this leftist mind, the answer to preventing a mass murderer from committing mass murder is to actually commit mass
murder.
It's just so incongruous. But again, that's just another reflection.
That's just the culture of death mentality that has permeated our culture with the issue of abortion. And, you know, there's other ways too. The questions that come up, how did this person get access to the school? Is there not a central location for him to go through and check in? How did he get access to the third floor? And proper security in the schools, proper training in the schools. You know, in Columbine, for example, the training that many are getting in these schools are hide under your desk. And the tragic 911 call in Columbine went on for 6 minutes of the shooter. They didn't barricade the door there. And they were instructed by this teacher, who was ultimately instructed by the kind of training they had, to just simply stay under the desk. And when this person came in with the door not barricaded, he just went one person after the other in the cafeteria, I believe it was, shooting individuals. There needs to be proper training. In Florida, there's also an attorney general opinion that schools can actually hire private security guards that are armed. This is what happens in Israel. They don't have shootings in Israel at the Israel public schools. They have proper security on staff.
These are not gun-free zones.
These are people who are not just carrying a gun in their purse or their pocket, but they're trained. And we need to start looking at some of those practical kinds of ways to stop the violence. You know, obviously the change of heart is the key.
Right.
But obviously from a public policy standpoint, we need to make sure that we do other measures as well, every possible measure. Gun control is not the answer. I mean, if you ultimately take away people's guns, they're going to use knives. If you take away the knives, they're going to use cars. They're going to do something. They're going to bring bombs. It ultimately starts with a change of heart. They're just going to use a different weapon to accomplish whatever they want. If you ultimately say you can't buy a rifle at age 21, they'll bring a different kind of a weapon on campus or wherever it might be. So we need a change of heart, no question. Across America, a revival, a respect for the sanctity of human life, and The way I believe as a Christian that that happens is when you have a relationship with your Creator, who ultimately is the creator of all human life, you respect other people's lives. But we also have to look at other practical, very easy, implementable public policies. Our hearts goes out to these people, the families, the students, the staff, the teachers, the community, who have been affected by this tragedy. And I encourage all of us to pray as we continue as a nation to move forward through this tragedy. For more information about how you can be involved in Liberty Council, go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.